Hi, this is Janet Planet, and welcome to Stellar Pick of the Week. This week, a continuation of Fred Sturm's Migrations, featuring vocalist Bobby McFerrin and the Norddeutscher Rundfunk Big Band. Starting with a piece entitled Seneca. Seneca borrows the melody from a Native American dance that is more than 400 years old. The Seneca people were part of the Iroquois League of Nations, a confederation of six tribes living in the northeastern United States. Iroquois songs are highly rhythmic, often using large wooden frame drums that are played simultaneously by groups of men circled around them. Like most Native American songs, Iroquois melodies are monophonic, characterized by a single melody without accompanying harmony, and draw their pitches from the pentatonic or five-note scale. Followed by motet. In its simplest form, a motet is a musical work with words incorporating several different parts. The earliest motets arose from a tradition known as organum, which one singer performed a notated melody and another improvised. Ending with Chitkayu, a Burmese folk song. I've abbreviated the title as not to slaughter the Burmese pronunciation of the full title, but it does translate to, "Will you accept my love or not?" Quite a rhythmic deviation from the folk songs we grew up with, and Bobby and the group nail it. Enjoy.
Yeah. Grr, grr, grr. Thank you, everybody. Fred Stern. Thank you, Bob. Fred.
For more information on this project and other Fred Sturm pieces, go to fredsturm.com. If you're a fan of Stellar Picks of the Week and would like to download the program, go to janetplanet.com and click on Stellar Picks of the Week. If you'd like to be on my email list and receive my newsletter, go to janetplanet.com and sign up with your name and email address. In addition to my performances, you'll receive information about the latest projects and more. Thanks for listening, and thanks, jazz listeners, for being so hip. This is Janet Planet. We'll see you next time.